Jeez, thanks for snapping back into reality. You had me scared for a second there. Don't get all weird on me like that again, okay? You look like you spaced out or paused or something. Let's just pretend I press play and get on with the drive, yeah? Anyway, after this right, there's a left on Overlook that should put us pretty near Hannah Street. You know the house when we get there, I'm sure. It's gonna have all those cars backed out to the front of it, and the loud music, and the drunk people in the yard messing with decorations, and generally being irresponsible college students. I mean, that's the state of affairs, I suppose. Yeah, she lives on Farmer's Drive. See, there's the trail of cars. Okay, let me just put on the fake handcuffs, give me a sec, and then... Okay. We went with matching costumes, so the least you can do is play the role until we get inside, Mr. Policeman. Now, just pretend you're guarding a young little vandal inside the house, and then uncuff one of my hands. We'll go our separate ways until you get too drunk and we need to get home. Just don't be actually rough with me. Trick and treat, here for service. Thanks for the invite for him. And the plus one, because normally I don't really go to these kinds of things. And I know it's a big party, so you wouldn't really notice me if I came in anyway, but the fact that I can come in without sneaking, like, through the window or something, like, the back door if it was open, that's really cool. Not that I've snuck in before. The point is, thank you. I just appreciate the invitation, and the party looks really, really great, and your house is nice. Did you know your house smells good? It's... Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you have a good time, too. Christ. Oh my god, I can't do this, okay? We've been here for not even 5 minutes and I've already humiliated myself. Just can you uncuff my hand now? And why didn't you shut me up? I just rambled at her. That's mortifying. What do you mean? I was upstairs. How could I hear you? That's not an excuse. You're meant to be my rock? You cuff a girl up and just leave her for anyone else to pick on? You don't feel some sort of responsibility, maybe? You have to protect me. Well, yeah, the cuffs were my idea, but it's half your fault. What I mean is, like, we're in this together, not, that's not important. It's... She just looked at me like I was a ghost or a monster or something. Like, actually, and not just, like, a mask of one, which... Which I guess is close, but that's not right. The point is, she probably thinks I'm a weirdo, and I really need to know they're keeping the candy. Whatever. I'm a social bother, so just leave me all cuffed up and helpless. Someone else will either protect or pick on me. Come on. As if you weren't planning on ditching me halfway through this, so you don't have to keep polite in a charity case. You were already halfway upstairs. You were totally willing to leave me a second ago. Thank you for taking off one of the cuffs. Wait. What are you doing? Oh my god! I can't believe you! You have girls to flirt with and shitty beer to drink. I have a movie to watch and a couch to familiarize myself with, and I really can't be this close to you, especially not tonight. I just can't, okay? Just give me the keys. Give me the keys! Don't throw them, you idiot! You're making a mistake! Oh, you really don't know what you just did. You aren't afraid of me? Well, I'm gonna get you back for this. In fact, you know what? No alcohol, for starters. Yeah, if you drink, I drink, and then I don't know what I'll do, and I'll blame my ruined reputation on you. If I was drunk, I could drag you around to watch me make out with anyone. The guy I was talking to, or that girl you were talking to, or I could just scream right now and end whatever you were thinking of planning. You're still not gonna uncuff me? Can we please go home? Please. I can't be here tonight anymore, and I really, really can't be cuffed to you. You want to play a party game? Now? But then we're done. Well, fine then. That means that you have to promise me. No, I don't believe you, so say it again. Say that you pinky promise me. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. There. See? Not too hard now. Say, I, idiot, swear to you, genius freshman who is infinitely smarter than me now and forever, that you can always trust me so long as we are so bound together. Or, no party game. You can choose. Okay, good. That's enough. That's all I ever really wanted to hear. You get your one game, and then you uncuff yourself from me, we get in the car, we go home. Yeah, fine, you can pick it. Just, let's get it over with, because I'm really... You're just being close to me, and it's annoying, so let's just get to the game. Yeah. I'm sure you have ideas about what you can do anyway, so chop chop, jerk. There are people huddled up in the living room. Maybe we could do that? 7 minutes in heaven? Like that shitty high school game? Aren't we a little old for that? No, we are not playing that. I said you pick. Not that we should do the first thing that we saw. You can't say this was my idea. You're the only person I'd want to go with in there anyway. Not like that. I don't like you or anything. That's not what I meant at all. It's just if this is what we're doing, I'm just gonna not play. And then when you get stuck in the closet with someone, I'll stand outside and you're just gonna have to stretch your arm out so you can't do anything crazy and I don't have to watch you kiss someone else. It's not an immaturity thing. It's... Drunk kisses aren't my thing, thanks. Will you shut up if I say I'll play? Fine, I'll play. Just stop. You know what? Stop teasing my palm. You aren't ticklish. Oh, well, you know now, so just stop. Yeah, we're both playing, so if you could just give me the slip of paper for the thing. Thanks. You want me to pick first? Well, we just sat down. Shouldn't someone else go? That's fine. I'll go. Oh. I got you. Yeah, let's... Let's get this over with. Is this really the closet? It's... Wait, no, it's too cramped in here, we can't... Move back then. Well, if we're really stuck in here, then you have to move your hips back so they're not pressing into me. I can't move. Please? You promised to... this isn't fair. Your breath is... down my neck and... Stop looking at me like that, like you care. Stop. Why? Because I want to kiss you, you idiot. Thanks for backing up. So this is it's 7 minutes and we can't judge each other. Good. Because, I actually really do want to kiss you. Beyond, every other boneheaded or slightly mean or very annoyed thing I've said tonight, I really want to kiss you, and that's, mildly terrifying to me because you're my best friend, and I'm... I don't want you to see me any differently after I say this, okay? Just promise me you won't stop caring about me. Thanks. It's just that, I'm a succubus. I'm a demon of... Oh, of course you know what a succubus is, you pervert. No, don't open the door. We're fine in here. I'm not gonna hurt you. That's the exact opposite of what succubi do anyway. It's pleasure. And I'd never do anything to you that you didn't want. I mean, like, even normally I don't feed on people. I usually watch porn or read erotica or listen to audios. Is there, like, loopholes, I guess? It's just that my hunger always gets a bad around Halloween. That's kind of why I avoid you and get moody and terrible and mean. It's because I don't want you close to me, because I don't know what I'll do if I ever get trapped with you like this. Just more than anything, I want to feed on you. Every time you're near me, it's like everything is put on edge, but my head's still fuzzy. It's strange, and normally I can brush it off, but I'm so hungry for you tonight. And when we got forced in here together and you cuffed yourself to me earlier and started looking at me like you actually saw me, I just need you. And consent is important for this kind of thing, which is why there was the whole no drinking thing earlier. As soon as we were cuffed together, I started thinking about what I could end up doing with you, and that's terrible. I'm just a virgin, so drunk sex wasn't appealing. And even now, it's okay to say no. I don't want to put you in an even weirder situation than this. Like handcuffed to your best friend who's a succubus, locked in a closet as she proposes the two of you have sex, and maybe more. It's a lot. Well, I mean, the more, I figure now's a good time to ask if we could try for more than just sex. Like, I don't know, maybe a relationship? Again, this is bad timing, but I'm feeling really bold and I've spent way too much time with metaphorically closeted feelings for you. So now, like I said, just feels right. Fuck. I really hope that's your way of saying yes. You just cuffed both of my wrists with one hand. Have you been this strong the whole time? You're always so gentle. I never knew you could. Move my skirt to the side. My panties are so sticky. This is all your fault. No, that's not a bad thing. Don't stop. I take it back. Not your fault. I don't mean it. I need you. So please, just push my skirt to the side. And you can rub me like that. You growled. Did you realize that? Oh, God, that was really hot, but you can't do that. They're gonna hear. No, I'm not loud. I'm not loud. Shut up. Just look, if someone hears, we're gonna have to stop, and I'm not stopping. You hear me? So just you be quiet, and I'll worry about myself. And God, stop teasing me down there. At this rate, when you fuck me, I don't think I'll be able to keep quiet. I'm sorry. Wait, what do you mean? I knew licking your hand would get it off of me. I kind of don't care, actually. You know what? I don't care if they hear us. I want to hear your first moan when you enter me. And I want you to hear the sound I make when my pussy is full of your cock. There. So take me. Take my little pussy. Take my virginity. You all in. like that. You took my virginity. You... Oh, fuck. I love you. I love you. You feel so good. You... You are the first decent thing I've fed on since I've matured as a succubus. You're completing me. You're sating the hunger that was driving me fucking crazy. You're perfect. Your taste is so much better than porn. So much better than my ridiculous little wet dreams, hoping that maybe you'd wake up one day and want me like this. Do you know how many times I sustain myself on fantasies of you? How I'd fuck myself on the same fingers you were just rubbing it with, all whimpering and keening for my own best friend, filling my desire for desire with my own lust. It's ridiculous. I'd think of you, and then I'd get horny and hungry, and then I'd fuck myself, and then I'd just get hungrier because the masturbating wasn't as satisfying as fucking you could have been. And it just cycled over and over and over again until I was all helpless and squirmy and sensitive. Sometimes I'd make little recordings for you. All of GWA was for you. You drove me so crazy. I almost moaned your name in a few of the recordings. Could you imagine me moaning your name for all of my listeners to hear? You just started fucking me a little faster. You like that? I'll make all my recordings for you. You, all for you. No. No. I gotta be more quiet. Maybe I don't want anyone to know that we're actually screwing each other here. You, kiss me. That way they won't hear me, please. God, you're so amazing. I wonder how long we've been in here. Holy fuck, shit, fuck. Fuck. No, don't come in here. No, you come in me. Just stop going so fast. Really, we're fine. I just, I'm busy. Oh my god, find another closet, goddammit! You fucking asshole, you jerk! Oh my god, holy shit. I think she's gone. I can't believe you just did that. I can't believe we just did that. That was being seen like that. No, it didn't ruin it. It was actually, like, really, really hot. The fact that they hurt us, like, that we were so close to really being walked in on, it's kind of really erotic. Are you close? I'm right there too. I'm so close to coming, so please come with me. Come inside me. Give me your cum. Let me feed on your lust, please. You are delicious. Thank you for all of that. I love you so much. This is the first time I felt full in a long time, and it's all thanks to you. God, you got your party game, so maybe we should find those keys and definitely drive home. for round two?